I don't care how many prep classes you take, or how many counseling sessions you go through, or how many waivers you sign. None of it actually prepares you to be burned apart by a laser, atom by atom. But Jessica Mathers was one of the most prepared travelers I ever had the privilege to meet. Not eager, but prepared. I've seen pretty much the full spectrum of human reaction to teleportation and talked to countless travelers through their emotional and psychological barriers. I have a pretty spectacular record, too, with a voluntary abort rate of 8.2%. My department average usually hovers near 15. Some people just can't be talked into the machine come departure time. I've been a traveler liaison with ISTA for 11 years, and each year, the job gets harder and busier. As more and more destination ships reach their targets, interstellar teleportation goes up. Last year, I sent 322 passengers a combined distance of nearly 6,500 light-years. I admit, I don't remember them all. But some travelers stay with you. You find yourself thinking about them years later, wondering where they are and what they're doing out there among all those pinpricks of light. For me, Jessica Mathers was one of those passengers. She was an unaccompanied minor back when I was assigned to the OS Liverpool. I was late meeting her in the reception area at the shuttle dock because it had taken 30 extra minutes to coax a twitchy atmospheric engineer into the teleporter. I hate being late because it often makes my job harder. If I'm not there to put the traveler at ease right away, their mind goes to work. Stress and anxiety go up. I have to spend time bringing them back down to baseline, or I can almost guarantee they'll abort their trip. But Jessica Mathers wasn't anxious. She just looked mad. At first, I wondered if she might be mad at me. Anger is a common stress response. "I apologize for being late," I said, extending my hand. "And I apologize for the cold fingers. Blood doesn't circulate as well up here, with only partial earth gravity." She stayed seated as we shook, but her scowl softened. "It's fine. How was the trip up from the surface?" "Just what the brochure promised." She stood to face me and smiled, appearing and sounding completely at ease. "Are you my liaison?" "I am," I replied, somewhat taken aback by her sudden calm. The anger I'd seen on her face had vanished, like she'd put it away somewhere for safekeeping, and I realized it hadn't been directed at me. It was just something she carried around. I puzzled over who or what could make her mad enough that it seemed to distract her from any fear she had. "My name is Jim Kelly." "And you're here to keep me from freaking out?" she said. "If I can. I'll be at your side for the next 2 hours. It's a pleasure to meet you, Jessica." She nodded. I gestured toward my office. "This way, and watch your step. The simulated gravity takes some getting used to." When we got there, she took a seat in one of the chairs facing my desk. Instead of sitting down opposite her with the desk of authority between us, I sat down next to her. "So is this the point of no return?" Jessica asked. "Not yet." I pulled out my tablet. "You'll know that point when it arrives." "Then I already passed it, back when my parents signed me up for this." Her tone hardened, and in that moment the reason for her earlier anger became clearer. "I take it this trip wasn't your idea?" I asked. "No, it was not." She cocked her head, and her auburn hair fell to one side. "Do you meet a lot of 17-year-olds who want to leave their life on Earth behind to live on a barren rock?" "Carver 1061C isn't barren. It's simply coming out of a global extinction event." I paused. "But I realize that's not your point." "You're right, that's not my point." "Your parents are scientists, correct?" I pulled up her file on my tablet. "Your mom's a geologist and your dad's a biologist?" She sighed. "Yep." "And you take after them? Your math and science grades are excellent." She shrugged. "I guess. I've spoken to them, you know, your parents. They'll meet you in orbit above Carver 1061C. I believe they're coming from the new Beijing colony. They should complete their teleportation right about the time you do. They seem very excited to finally have you with them." "They're excited about having a free research assistant." I thought about letting that go, but I also worried her resentment might still interfere with her willingness to travel. "Is that the story you tell yourself?" "It's the truth,"